99.7 Today FM, the Sean Mendez with Life of the Party. It's Warren Andrews, and if you're a My Campbell River Rewards member, chances are you've browsed through the free store and seen some incredible books up there, including one that wasn't up there for very long. In fact, I think it got scooped up the very first day we put it up. It's called Vancouver Island Imagine. It's a series of stories and beautiful pictures with author Peter Grant and Boomer Jarrett. And in fact, we've got both those gentlemen on the line right now. Let's start with you, Peter, first off. And you've written actually a number of books about Vancouver Island. Why does it inspire you?
So I was born on Vancouver Island. I mean, I'm a native Victorian, lived here most of my life, explored it extensively, haven't really scratched the surface too much. I think Boomer has scratched the surface. He goes deep into it, doesn't he?
And how did this collaboration come about with Boomer? Like, did you know each other beforehand? Or
I knew him. He didn't know me. I was editing a regional travel magazine, and part of my task was to source the photos. And I would look at thousands of photos every year, thousands and thousands of photos. And, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. And Boomer's work came up more than anyone else's. So then I got a call from my friend John McIntyre, the publisher of McIntyre Purcell Publishing. He said, well, what do you know about Boomer Jarrett? So I said, he's really good. Let's do it. I look at the books that are on the shelves about Vancouver Island. I don't see anything that really goes into depth. Well, like I hope we've accomplished here.
Now, Boomer, the pictures are so diverse in this book. There's lawn bowling, snorkeling, kayaking, traditional First Nations dancing, even a polar bear swim. So what was the most difficult shot, do you think?
Oh, boy. Like you say, there's a lot of variety in it. So my best stories are actually the ones that are a bit more innocuous. There's one shot of a gal, I think she's on page 57 or 59, and it's just basically a portrait of her, but it was really hard to get her photographed because she didn't want to get photographed. So the magic in the shot is all the work I had to do to convince her to get her photograph taken. It was like a 15-minute conversation. Finally, she came around, and I got this beautiful image of this lady. You know, I'm proud of that more than anything else, as opposed to the visuals that end up being the end product type thing.
Staying with you, Boomer, for a second, the cover of the book is of a biker and his dog, a shadowy composition of the sun setting or rising. Why did you decide this would make a great cover?
Well, we kind of went back and forth on it. And my whole thinking, and Peter's on the same page with us, is that we want to do something a little bit different. Like most of the books on Vancouver Island have very typical shots, which are either Tofino, Pacific Rim, or Victoria, apartment buildings. So they're very identifiable photographs. And we kind of went the other way and went with the idea of let's do something where it's a bit more generic. And by using the title Vancouver Island Imagine, we create a bit more of a introspective kind of awareness and try and draw people in on a completely different way of thinking. And, you know, it's met with some people said, I don't know where it is. And we said, well, it's kind of the beauty of it. And other people said, I love the fact I don't know where it is. Mm. So it's kind of gone both ways.
Peter, when you were doing the research, did anything surprise you or kind of jump out at you?
I started with the thought, well, we'll have to cover all the hot spots. We'll have to get a photo of the Kinsall Trestle, and we'll have to get a photo of, you know, the fishing pier in Campbell River and the old, you know, fishing boat on the $5 bill. And I realized we don't have to go out and shoot anymore. Boomer has a trove of wonderful material. And what really came out strongly and what really surprised me and what really, you know, rocked the whole project was his talent for capturing people at their best, celebrating or doing what they love to do.
You know, that's one of the things that was attractive with the book is it's a bit more personal, it's a bit more down home. But folky, you know, he's been here all his life, so he's got a really good handle on Vancouver Island. And my whole thing with photographs is trying to, you know, touch base with the common people kind of thing. And so I think it was a good marriage to work with him on it.
You can catch a Boomer at the Campbell River Museum talking about the book a little later this month, I believe. That was Boomer Jarrett and Peter Grant. They have an incredible book called Vancouver Island Imagine. You can get that at your local bookstore, and if they don't have it, tell them to order it in. Thank you, gentlemen, both for doing this.